Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 14th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again, we have prepared and now share a message that we hope will encourage you. Today's message is titled, A Well-Watered Garden. The scripture text is Isaiah 58, verse 11.
The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail.
Our garden is well-watered right now due to recent heavy downpours in our area. In fact, this morning it still looks overcast and we may get another shower. Across the road from our home, you can practically see right before your eyes the vast field of wheat whitening from harvest. Yesterday, I took a photo on a beautiful Amish farm in eastern Lancaster County and have it posted up on the site. I observed the lush and green garden. The Lord laid the daily verse on my heart. In Isaiah, the illustration is given that as God's children, we are like a well-watered garden in a sun-scorched land.
A friend of ours told us about a strategy ranchers use to keep steers together out on the Great Plains. He explained that you can either build fences to keep them in, or you can provide a deep watering hole with sufficient water and they will stay near the source of water. He shared this as an analogy concerning our outlook toward ministry. As we view our service for Christ and our spiritual impact on others, we can either focus on building fences or digging wells. Some churches and Christian organizations use their resources to build fences rather than dig deep wells to provide living water. In this view, our other churches and similar ministries are seen as competition and a threat to their existing work. Sadly, a great percentage of time, energy, and expense is expended in merely building and maintaining fences.
A much more Christ-honoring strategy is that we dig wells and freely give of the life-giving water that people desperately need in the spiritually sun-scorched land that we all live in. That's how I want my life. That's how we want our life and ministry to be. And we encourage you likewise, regardless of what type of ministry you have. If we provide a well-watered garden, we will draw others in and make the impact upon them that God has called us to do.
Let's pray together. Father, in this age of competition and egocentricity, help us to resist the mindset of the world. We're tempted to focus on big numbers, large budgets, expensive buildings, the newest resources, an impressive staff, and other worldly comparisons of those who share in this calling to minister to our lost and dying world. When our focus is narrowed to imitating or competing with other ministry groups, we lose sight of the one to whom we are honoring, and our priorities become misaligned. You have called each one of us to lift up your name, and you will draw people to yourself. As we seek you above all else, you will be our daily guide, and out of our hearts will flow abundant springs of living water that will not run dry even in a drought-stricken land. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. It's a joy to share with you today. We do have several additional resources up on the site today. We do have a photo of that garden I took on an Amish farm in eastern Lancaster County just yesterday. The course of our work, we managed to have so many great views and sights and photos. Brooksine also has an additional note regarding her present experience in working with our church's VBS that you may find to be a blessing. And we have several suggested songs up on the topic of living water. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. And today, whatever you're dealing with or going through, Brooksine and I both hope you will be encouraged.